This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
A very good afternoon, Jan Vermeulen.
Good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be here.
Always good to chat to you. So, Jan, Hot Tech, and what are we talking about today? Let's kick off with a Netflix, the 99 versus 199. What is the difference?
Yeah, so Netflix actually has four different plans in South Africa. They've got mobile, basic, standard, and premium. So the $199 one is premium. That's like the top-end plan. And the 99 Rand one is basic. And what you are paying for there is higher quality. So you're able to stream at a higher resolution. And you are paying for more people to be able to watch on the same account. Now, there's terms and conditions with that. This is within the same household. So, you know, let's say you've got four people in the house who each want to watch their own Netflix show, you know, two on tablets, one on the TV, and one on a computer or something, then you have to get the premium plan. Whereas the basic plan only lets you stream to one device at a time. And so that's, you know, if everybody is sitting in front of the TV at night, and that's fine for your household. You know, you're only ever going to have one device watching at a time, like your TV. Then the basic plan is more than good enough. But that's also depending on your streaming quality requirements. The basic plan only streams at standard definition, what we call 480p. So that's something else to take into account. If you've got a nice big full HD 1080p TV, then you might want to get the slightly more expensive plans. So remember, in between basic and premium, there is the standard plan, and that's 160 Rand a month. So it's not like you could only choose between 100 or 200 Rand a month. There's this middle of the road option, 160 Rand a month, which allows two devices at the same time and full HD streaming. And then, of course, you've got the mobile plan for 50 Rand a month, and that's designed for people who are only watching on their phones. And it's actually, in fact, limited to only smartphones and tablets. You can't use the 50 Rand plan on your TV or computer or anything like that. So yeah, those are essentially the differences between the four different Netflix plans. It's not the same as pay TV. So if, like, people who are used to DSTV, where you pay more gives you access to more content, Netflix doesn't work that way. Whether you pay 50 Rand a month or 200 Rand a month, you get access to the same content. It's just about how many devices you can stream to at the same time and the quality that they let you stream at.
That's quite interesting. And then, Jan, you can obviously every month change your plan. Is that right? Because you're not taking out a contractual term. So it's just monthly.
Exactly. Yeah. So every month you can upgrade or downgrade as you see fit, or even cancel entirely if you want to. You know, I'm far too lazy to try to plan out my month that way and go, okay, no, this month we're going to cancel Netflix and, you know, switch to whatever, you know, Prime Video, Disney, Showmax. And so I maintain multiple subscriptions at the same time, but it still works out to cheaper than DSTV. But yeah, it's month to month. You don't sign any contracts.
And are there any problems or restrictions? Obviously, like on the premium one where you've got multi-users, can they be anywhere?
No, so they have to be within the same household. That's a great question.
Yeah.
So under Netflix's terms and conditions, they have to be in the same household. Honestly, they don't check that or enforce that too strictly for now. I think because South Africa is a relatively small market for them, they're quite lenient with that for now. But they are busy testing a system overseas where, basically making it possible for people to do sort of account sharing or password sharing, but in a more formal way, and then you pay a little bit more every month, right? So you know, instead of having to buy a whole full new premium account for, you know, like my mom's house or something like that, I can pay 50 Rand a month extra on my DSTV premium. I actually have DSTV standard. I'm just using premium as an example here. Let's say, you know, my mom has a nice big 4K TV and she wants to watch the latest wildlife documentaries on Netflix, then, you know, for an extra of say 50 rand a month or whatever Netflix is going to charge, I can then add her on my profile and legitimately allow her to use my account. But we don't have that in South Africa yet. That's just something that they're testing or have been testing overseas. And I believe are starting to roll out there. So we should get that in South Africa eventually. But yes, for now, strictly speaking, if you share passwords outside your house or household, I should say, you're technically violating the terms of service. But at least in South Africa, Netflix isn't too strict on that yet. But it's something to keep in mind.
Yep, and something to watch. And South Africa could face a network blackout thanks to our wonderful Eskom. So what's the story behind that?
Yeah, this was from a warning from Vodacom primarily, but Vodacom and MTN both explaining just, you know, the immense pressure that Stage 5 and Stage 6 load shedding place on them. And Vodacom saying that, you know, essentially certain areas could experience intermittent connectivity or even no connectivity as a result of batteries running dry and power, you know, not coming back online and stuff. The reason for this is because of how batteries work, right? So these batteries give MTN and Vodacom, say, roughly 10 to 12 hours of usage of uptime without any Eskom grid, right? But the batteries, they need like 18 hours to recharge. Mm. So, you know, you've got, say, 10 to 12 hours of uptime, but they need much longer to recharge. And the amount of time without load shedding in Stage 5 and Stage 6 is just too little for the batteries to recharge fully. And that's running the networks into problems, so much so that MTN explained that they've essentially got teams monitoring this, a dedicated team monitoring this around the country and dispatching generator teams to problem sites. So they've got like 2,000 generators, mobile generators, moving around the country from area to area, recharging sites as needed, because they can't roll out a generator to every tower. It's just too expensive. And so, you know, they say that they're burning through around 450,000 liters a month of diesel during Stage 5 and Stage 6 load shedding. So, yeah, this is not a tenable or sustainable situation. Mm. This is something we need to solve or we're going to run into problems.
I think it's level 4 now, I think, if I recall what I saw earlier in the news. That we're moving
it's
four.
Stage 5.
Stage 4. Stage so 5 I now, but tomorrow?
As we're speaking, I just got a press release from Eskom. So here's an update for people. Load shedding will continue to be implemented at Stage 5 with the possibility of reducing one stage by Thursday. Since yesterday afternoon, four generation units at four power stations were taken offline for emergency repairs. Arnold, Letabo, Kendall and Mayuba. Seven units have returned to service at Camden, Kendall, Kriel, Kusile, Letabo and Mayuba. Mm-hmm. Eskom apologizes, etc., etc.
Etc., etc. Jan Vermeulen, thank you. It was great chatting to you. Please, I urge you to go to mybroadband.co.za. These stories and more. So